Welcome to Tall Journalism. My name is Michael O'Connell, and happy Thanksgiving to those of you who are celebrating the holiday this week. This is sort of a midweek podcast. It's a phone conversation I had with Stephanie Forshee, a young journalist. Stephanie and her friend and colleague, Rosie Downey, are writing a book about journalism. In other news, Reporters on Reporting. When I first heard about this project, I thought, hey, I should have one of them in because this sounds a lot like what we do. We talk to journalists about the way they do their jobs. And I thought, here's a young journalist early in her career doing something, you know, sort of outstanding. And I wanted to sort of draw attention to that. She and Rosie are running a Kickstarter for this project. They're just over halfway there. You can find out about it online by Googling in other news. I'll also have the link on our website if you want to support this very worthy project about journalism. And we are going to have a regular weekly podcast, but this time we're going to be posting it on Friday morning. It's an interview that Amber Healy and I did with Jan Schaefer of the J Lab. She and several of her colleagues have written about crowdsourcing for a Tau Center report. It's a great little interview, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Check back later this week for that interview. But in the meantime, here's my conversation with Stephanie Forshee. Can you sort of tell us a little bit about the book?
Sure, of course. So it's called In Other News, Reporters on Reporting. And so far we've interviewed 12 journalists, and they're from all different types of beats and backgrounds. We have, you know, someone from NPR, so that's a radio person. We've got newspaper folks and digital folks. We have, you know, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, someone previously of the Seattle Times. And then we have new media. We've got a reporter from BuzzFeed, as well as a documentarian. So all types of different types of journalists, you know, that both aspiring journalists and working journalists, you know, can learn from, as well as, you know, just kind of see what they're up to. And I think it's neat just to see what other journalists are doing, really.
Are there any names that we would recognize among the people you've interviewed?
Michael Behrens is one of the most notable. He won the Pulitzer in 2012 for investigative reporting. He's now with the Chicago Tribune. Carrie Lozano, she creates documentaries. She won a Student Academy Award, as well as she was nominated for just the regular Academy Award for documentary filmmaking. In terms of other names, I mean, we think that everybody's great. I'm not sure how recognizable each person is, but we've got Kendall Taggart from BuzzFeed. She's also a data investigative reporter. She used to be with the Center for Investigative Reporting. Mara Leverett wrote Devil's Knot, which is about the West Memphis 3 case, and she's done some similar investigations throughout the years.
So why did you decide to do this? What inspired you?
A few years ago, at the time, you know, at this point, I've been in journalism for about 5 or 6 years, but I came up with the idea a few years ago. So I'd only been reporting for, you know, 2 years or so at the time. And I was still, you know, pretty new at reporting and was wishing there was some sort of book to, you know, just hear about other people's stories. And of course, there are, you know, several memoirs out there from, you know, some of the greatest journalists. You know, Walter Cronkite, of course, comes to mind. You know, and those are, you know, wonderful tools, but I just kind of wanted a snippet of, you know, how certain journalists, you know, got to where they are in their career. How did they start out? How did they, you know, get their first job and kind of work their way up? That was my main thinking at the time. And also just, I think, you know, naturally for every reporter, they question, you know, whether they want to focus on, you know, radio, whether they want to focus on print, if they want to pursue newspapers or magazines. You know, there's kind of this road that everyone has to go through, you know, as they're a beginning reporter and, you know, transitioning with every, you know, career move that they have. There are all these decisions to make, you know, what beat do I want to be covering? So these were the types of questions that I found myself asking a couple of years ago and, you know, still today as well. But that was the thinking. You know, I just wanted to hear from a lot of different journalists and be able to read about them in one place, and I thought it was something that would really be beneficial for students to have, because I didn't see at the time that there was, you know, a book like this. So I felt like it filled a need, for sure.
It would be a good resource for somebody maybe who's just fresh out of J school, or maybe, you know, pretty new to the profession.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that that's mainly who we're going to be targeting. I think that this is the best resource for someone, you know, at that level. But at the same time, I mean, I, you know, just kind of going through this process and interviewing the journalists that I have, you know, Rosie and I divided it pretty evenly, but, you know, just the people that I've interviewed and have also interviewed for my website previous to this book, you know, I've learned so much. I mean, even if it's just a little nugget of information, you know, it's, oh, okay, that's really cool to see how they approach this story, or, oh, I wouldn't have thought to, you know, use this person as a resource, or, you know, whatever it is. So I think that, you know, surprisingly, I think people who are even further along in their career, I think would be interested in this, just because, I mean, I think it's, you know, something cool to see. I mean, I was at an IRE conference actually this past weekend here in Seattle. And, you know, I mean, people are still learning. You know, they're the people who were presenting workshops and have, you know, won Pulitzers and awards for their investigations. I mean, they were still, you know, really learning from these other reporters. So I think it's a continuing education type of thing. So I wouldn't limit it just to, say, university students or anything like that, but it definitely would be a great tool for them.
Well, and I guess also the whole process is sort of a learning experience for you as well, I guess is kind of what you're saying. And the other thing about it is, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is, you know, I really admired people who go out and do things themselves, that this is the both of you are raising money through a Kickstarter to mm-hmm. pay for the publication of this book. So talk a little bit about that. How can people sort of help you to make this project happen?
I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, it is something we're doing completely ourselves. You know, it's outside of our own work hours, you know, setting up interviews with people. And it's been, I guess, a second job for us. In terms of how people can support us, I mean, just by pledging to buy the book is certainly one way to do it. And we have, you know, various prizes. We have a couple of extra things aside from just, you know, directly buying the book. You know, there's an ebook and paperback version. Then we've got, you know, a lunch with Jeff Edgers, who's a national arts reporter for the Washington Post. That would be for Boston residents. You know, lunch and visiting a museum with him. Then we have a webinar with Mara Leverett for investigative reporters. So there are a few different things. I mean, I think that would definitely be interesting for, you know, any journalist. But yeah, that's a sure way to support the project, as well as, you know, if you're involved with any journalism associations, or, you know, you want to reach out to your alma mater, things like that. If, you know, you think that they would like to read this or include this in their classes at your school that you're attending or previously attending, that would be very helpful as well.
So how can people contribute to the Kickstarter?
Well, I mean, just by signing on to Kickstarter, if they don't have an account already, it's a pretty simple process. I mean,
right? Yeah. Where can they find you on Kickstarter, I guess, is the question.
Yes, it's in the journalism category, and we're actually a Kickstarter staff pick, so it's pretty easy to find. You just look up In Other News, Reporters on Reporting, and it should show up. It's one of the featured new and noteworthy project. So if you go to the journalism category, it's pretty easy to navigate from there.
And how much are you trying to raise, and by when?
Sure. We're trying to raise $5,000 by December 11th. And we launched about 5 days ago, I believe. And last I checked today, we were right at almost 33%. So we've raised a third of the funds so far just in 5 days. But which is wonderful, and we're so thankful, but we recognize that we still have quite a bit of work to do and a lot of people to reach out to, so, but we're excited what we've done so far.
So why did you choose Kickstarter? Why did you want to go this way?
For a couple of reasons. I mean, I think number one, you know, just it's an easy way to spread the word. You know, people can easily access it versus, you know, if we just had our own website that doesn't really involve anyone just yet. We kind of wanted it to be kind of get that message out there about pre-orders. So the book is going to be available in February. So we're still a few months out, but we kind of wanted to get the word out there, you know, so people can start ordering this now, as well as, I mean, it's honestly, I mean, we want people to help contribute so that we can actually raise the funds up front, as well as, you know, if we see that people are interested in this, I mean, that kind of tells us there is a market for this and we should, you know, it kind of affirms what we're doing and kind of gives us a guide of, you know, who we should reach out to in the next few months, you know, people we might have missed through the Kickstarter. But either way, I mean, I think it's been beneficial because we've, you know, been in touch with a lot of organizations and people that we wouldn't have otherwise known about, and they wouldn't have known about us. So
how did you choose the people that you were going to interview?
That came about, you know, various, yeah, there were a lot of different qualities that we were looking for in reporters. You know, it was partially, you know, just reporters that we were aware of from, you know, just awards that they've received and impacts that they've made. So Michael Behrens, for instance, he's the one I mentioned. You know, he has a Pulitzer. He received the award in 2012, but I mean, he was a finalist twice before in his career. So, I mean, he's done some pretty amazing stories. And, you know, besides the actual award and prize for that, I mean, it was rewarded because of such impact that his work has made. And just a few years ago, you know, he did a story about methadone and its impact in Washington State. Actually, that's when he was with the Seattle Times, and their investigation, I mean, led to actual change with the legislature here. You know, this was it's now a last resort pill, you know, something that was being, it was kind of a first choice pill, and it was leading to actual deaths. And, you know, his investigation revealed that. So, you know, that's quite an impact, you know, for journalism to have. Not everyone has something like that. But, you know, we wanted people in radio. Sonari Glinton is from NPR, and he just really stuck out to me just because he's got a great personality, and he covers business and automotive. And so I've been following his work for a few years anyways, because I previously covered automotive as well, you know, so things like that. Others were brought to our attention, you know, just from recommendations. You know, we wanted the group to be as diverse as possible. We wanted print, radio, digital, and TV, but also we were looking at, you know, we wanted females, we wanted males, we wanted people from different geographic locations. So Gilbert Bailon, for instance, he is with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And, you know, his coverage actually was wonderful. I mean, this past year, they were obviously took the lead on the Ferguson, Missouri coverage. And, you know, he was a great leader and, you know, kind of led his newsroom through this crazy time when, you know, national media was coming to St. Louis, when, you know, sometimes the states in the, you know, the Midwest, basically if you're not on one of the big coasts, if you're not in LA or DC or New York, you know, sometimes those journalists are overlooked. So we wanted to definitely make sure that we were, you know, recognizing journalists from the middle of the country as well. So there were a lot of different factors that went into choosing the group that we did.
So how many of the interviews have you done up to this point? You yourself?
I actually interviewed 7 people and Rosie interviewed the other 5. So all the interviews have taken place already. I mean, we're just at this point, we're really weeks away from finishing the actual manuscript.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So at this point, you know, we already have our editor all set to begin in December. So, I mean, we really are hopefully on track for this February delivery of the book.
Wow, that's great. That's you made some really great progress on it. And so you talk to 7 people, you go into this project, you know, as you're talking to them, are you Are you sort of gaining some sort of impressions, or is it sort of changing your thinking as you're talking to them at all?
I mean, just in terms of how I would do things differently as a reporter?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of what the project is that you're getting these conversations to people to talk about the way they do their jobs, the way they've covered particular stories. Is it sort of, you know, what type of impression has that made on you, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's really made a difference to me. I mean, ultimately, I would love to be an investigative reporter. So it's been great talking to people like Mara Leverett and, you know, Kendall Taggart. One of the things, I mean, just as an example of a small lesson that I learned, you know, talking to Kendall Taggart from BuzzFeed, she mentioned, you know, sometimes in interviews when you're working on these large special projects that are over the course of several months or even, you know, a year or more, people like to, you know, dig up all the information that they can. And then when they have that confrontational interview, you know, the person that is kind of the gotcha interview, I guess, you know, one of the things that she highlighted to me is that you really should go to that person, you know, the person who's not likely going to look good in this story, if it's, you know, about their organization, something they're doing wrong, or that this individual, you know, if they're guilty of fraud or, you know, whatever it is, if that subject is the person who's not going to be painted probably in the best light from this investigation, you know, you should really go on and talk to them earlier rather than later. And just, you know, because it does make a difference to them. You know, if you go up to them and say, oh, we've talked to this person, and this person, I mean, they've probably heard about the investigation already. So they feel like you're just kind of making a courtesy call rather than wanting to actually speak to them and hear their side of the story. And so that was something that made, you know, a difference to me, and I had never really thought about it that way. So that, you know, that's just one example.
Yeah, not ambushing people per se.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
In the long run, it makes for a better type of story.
I mean, in terms of other examples, I mean, there are, you know, it's really great to hear from everyone, but, you know, another focus of our story also is, you know, when you're reading each chapter and when you're reading about every journalist, you kind of get the message also that every reporter is different. So as much as you want to try to copy some of the things that these people are doing, I mean, it really, you know, you have to gauge what is right for you. Something that comes to mind there is Rosie actually interviewed Christina Bellantoni, who is she's the assistant managing editor of politics for the Los Angeles Times. That's a fairly new role for her, but, you know, she was talking about how she had made some cold calls, you know, early in her career and basically said, you know, she called up an editor and said, hi, I'm Christina Bellantoni, and I just got a judge thrown off the bench, and that's why you should hire me, and, you know, kind of scrolled off her resume. You know, that's probably not something that every editor would respond to, or, you know, would be the perfect situation or scenario for everyone looking for a job. But, you know, those things are just kind of inspiring to hear. How other reporters have done it. You know, some are more aggressive than others, and some that works out, some it doesn't. So that's the good part, too, is that, you know, you don't have to be this stereotypical reporter. I don't know what the stereotype would be, but, you know, there's no one thing that you have to be in order to be a successful reporter. I mean, everybody that we've interviewed is very different personality-wise, as well as, you know, just how they've approached stories and whatnot.
You know, you've talked a little bit about the people that you interviewed. You've talked a little bit about the types of stories they've done and some of the lessons that you've been able to glean from it. Is there any particular story or you don't have to tell me what the story is because I don't want you to give everything away. But is there something element that you can't wait for people to see or read?
Well, hopefully they'll be excited about
the entire book. Yeah.
Let's see. You know, something that I think is really fascinating is actually Terry McCarthy. He was a foreign war correspondent for many years. I mean, I want to say about roughly three decades. And, you know, just that's something that, you know, I've never personally been compelled to actually go overseas and cover war. But I mean, I know that a lot of people do have an interest in that. And I think that his story is really compelling about how it's, you know, the role of a foreign war correspondent has really changed over the years. Obviously, we've seen in the past year or two, you know, that it's a very dangerous role to be in. But, you know, he talks about the other elements and, you know, just kind of, it's a different type of reporting and you're relying on people in a different way because, I mean, it's a matter of safety versus, you know, just wanting to create a fair story that's, you know, hard enough to get both parties on the phone and things like that. But, I mean, it's, yeah, his story is really fascinating. It's one of the ones that sticks out to me. So
what's next for you guys? You're hoping to wrap up the Kickstarter in early December, and the book will be out in February. Is that when people can start looking for it?
Yes, exactly. And yeah, hopefully everyone will contribute to the Kickstarter and kind of get their book orders in that way. But, you know, from there, we'll have updates both on the Kickstarter page and on our website at insideothernews.com and kind of keep people posted on how they can order the book from there. Because, I mean, it will be available on Amazon eventually and Barnes & Noble, but this will be the best way to get it, one of the first copies, I guess.
Now we've been talking mostly about the book and the Kickstarter and everything. Let's talk for a couple of minutes about you. Now, you say that you've been a journalist for about 5 years. You know, what's been your journalist journey at this point?
Right. Well, I mean, I started out in a kind of different way than others do. I mean, I'm learning more and more that not everybody just, you know, majors in journalism and gets a job right out of school. But with me, I originally went to school for music and theater and was living in New York. And journalism was something that was just really in the back of my mind, of something that I had always wanted to do and, you know, possibly try to pursue. But I guess, I mean, it's probably been about, you know, 6 years or so now. You know, I was living in LA at the time, and I decided maybe I will, you know, take a couple of classes for journalism and see if it is something that I really do want to pursue. And that was really one of the best decisions that I've ever made, because it's something, obviously, you know, writing this book and it's the career that I've chosen, you know, it's something I'm very passionate about. At the time, I think, you know, honestly, I really lucked out. I was able to meet some great people. And in LA, you know, they definitely want entertainment and arts coverage at about every, you know, publication that's around there. So I was able to get some really great internships to start. And although I don't cover entertainment at all anymore, I'm more of a business reporter at this point. It was, you know, it was the way that I got my foot in the door. And I think that more and more journalists are kind of finding themselves in that position. You know, they were in finance and then somehow became a finance journalist. You know, they're taking their expertise and creating, you know, that as their door to get into. And it worked out for me. So I started out doing that in LA and, you know, just kind of built my resume from there and worked at a couple of publications in the Los Angeles area with business. And I moved up to Seattle about a year and a half ago. And I just accepted recently a position in New York. So I started that job and just working remotely at this point. Making that move next month. That's with American Lawyer Media. So I'm working with Inside Counsel magazine. So, yeah, any legal affairs or lawsuit stories dealing with any big corporations or small businesses for that matter. But
coming up with a book, was there any consideration that was like, oh, this was it like really like a strategy thing? Like, oh, this would be good for my career? Or was it just something that you just wanted to do?
I mean, that was not my thought at the beginning, for sure. I think as a result of this, I mean, not that it's directly impacted my career, but I mean, just it has, you know, I guess kept me learning and kept me actively, you know, engaged with various types of people. But I mean, it's not anything like I interviewed this journalist at the Wall Street Journal, and now they're asking me to come over and work for them. So nothing like that. But I mean, I really set out just to, in the very beginning, it was just really to help other people because I thought that there was a need for this type of book in the market. And I knew that by interviewing the journalist, it would help me as well, of course. So yeah, it wasn't really a career changing move, although it has helped me to learn a lot and see a lot of different perspectives about the field.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about talking to people in your field is it sort of expands your own perception about what you can do and what possibilities are out there for your career. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this has been great. And I want to wish you luck in this Kickstarter. And again, what's the name of the book? What's the name of the Kickstarter? Again, so people can find
it. Sure. Yes. So you want to, when you go to Kickstarter.com, they have the journalism category, and you'll be looking for our book, In Other News, Reporters on Reporting by Stephanie Forshee and Rosie Downey.
Yeah, and I'll...
And you can also visit InsideOtherNews.com.
And I'll make sure there's a link to that with this podcast. This has been really great. I wish you a lot of luck,
Thank
Stephanie.
You. And, Thank you so much.
No, I look forward to reading this book when it comes out.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You've been listening to It's All Journalism, a weekly podcast about the changing state of digital news. Find out more about us and download past episodes at itsalljournalism.com. You can also download episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Follow us on Twitter at All Journalism. It's All Journalism is produced in partnership with the Association of Alternative News Media. Thanks for listening.